What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 27th edition of FanDuel Tournament Plays presented by Prize Picks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, you get one free month of Awesemo Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at Prize Picks. Be sure to use the code Awesemo to receive a 100% first deposit bonus up to $100. We only have two NBA games tonight, so this is going to be a little bit of an abbreviated video, but still going to take a look at a few of the top tournament options. We don't have nearly as much injury news as we normally do either, since there are only two games, but there are a couple of pieces of news that we're waiting on. And as always, be sure to tune into the deeper dive and live before lock from 5:30 Eastern up until tip for more up-to-date information, more up-to-date content, and hopefully some resolution to the injury news that we're waiting on. But for now, taking a look at three of the top tournament options on FanDuel, all from the same team. Actually, it seems like there's one spot that we can target in particular that players are projected to go a little bit under-owned. Starting at number three, Andre Drummond, $4,400, projected for 7% ownership with a 12% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's averaged 1.31 FanDuel points per minute this season. The issue, of course, is that you can only expect him to play 15 or 16 minutes behind Joel Embiid. If you watched the DraftKings version of this video, the thought process behind Drummond is a little bit different when you're talking about FanDuel, because on DraftKings, rostering Drummond doesn't prevent you from getting to Joel Embiid or another center, since you can roster two of them. On FanDuel, obviously, you can only roster one, and so rostering Drummond necessarily means you are not rostering the player with the highest projection on the slate, and that is a really significant opportunity cost that doesn't exist on sites where you can roster more than one center. But the flip side is that you're getting a lot less ownership on Drummond, and he essentially acts as a negative leverage play with a large percentage of the field. So on a slate of this size, in other sports, one thing that is really common and can be really powerful in tournaments is loading up on a player that is likely to do very, very well if a very popular player fails. And that's normally pretty difficult to do in basketball, because you can't normally point and say, oh, if this player shoots poorly, his teammate's going to shoot well, because they're not actually related to each other. In this case, though, you do have that to some extent, because Drummond's best, the best version of Drummond, the best game Drummond can have, comes at Joel Embiid's expense. It would be because Embiid gets in foul trouble, or the game blows out, or the Sixers are down a bunch and then their second unit plays well and Doc Rivers sticks with them. You know, any of these things, not super likely scenarios, but all plausible things that happen over the course of an NBA game. And if it does happen here, you have a 7% owned Drummond that not only do you have a cheap value guy that's low owned and doing really well, but you're also getting it at the same time where the very popular expensive guy is doing poorly. So, He's a lot less likely to succeed on FanDuel, and he's a lot riskier play because of the opportunity cost, but the reward is also a little bit bigger. So still just, you know, a risk-reward equation, and he does look to be going a little bit under-owned. Number two, Matisse Thybulle, $4,300, currently projected for 28% ownership, 34% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's small forward only. He's averaged 0.71 FanDuel points per minute this season. FanDuel scoring does set up nicely for Matisse Thybulle. He's averaged 0.08. more fantasy points per minute on FanDuel than on DraftKings this season because of their emphasis on defensive stats. We do have Danny Green expected to play tonight, but I think it's likely that he takes predominantly minutes from Charlie Brown and Isaiah Joe. I don't think that it's likely that he really cuts into Matisse Thybulle's playing time too much, especially against a Lakers team where there's plenty of guys for Matisse Thybulle to defend. Thybulle played about 33 minutes in his first game back last time out. That was a really good sign. And this is a game where you could see plenty of defensive stats from Matisse Thybulle, particularly because he gets to go up against Russell Westbrook, who has a propensity for giving the ball to the other team constantly. So higher upside spot than normal for Thybulle, who's not someone that we typically think of in terms of having a high ceiling. And then number one, the guy that stands out the most, or looks the most under-owned, I should say, on FanDuel is still getting a massive amount of ownership, but Tyrese Maxey is projected for 56% ownership tonight with a 66% chance of being in the optimal lineup. This is just a complete mispricing. Maxey is $5,800. He has point guard and shooting guard eligibility. He's averaged 0.84 FanDuel points per minute this season. And while Danny Green is expected to return, the Sixers are still missing Shake Milton and Seth Curry. So you should get plenty of minutes for Maxey. He played 35 or 36 minutes last game. You've seen plenty of games when the Sixers are shorthanded in the backcourt where Maxey hits 40 or 41 minutes. That's not off the table tonight. You could certainly see him get back up there. It's just a situation where, given his playing time, you know, barring injury, foul trouble, blowout, assuming he gets the minutes that we're expecting, it's just really hard for him to have a bad game at 5,800. And it's very possible, very likely even, for him to have a very good game at that price point. So he just looks like an example right now of a player getting a ton of ownership, but still not getting quite as much as he probably should on this slate, given all of the alternatives. So to recap, the top three tournament options on FanDuel as things stand right now: number three, Andre Drummond; number two, Matisse Thybulle; and number one, Tyrese Maxey.